Steve.
I have a very short presentation on an issue that was settled last Wednesday afternoon, I think, at the ASMFC. And now I have to find where I am. I'm not in the presentations. I'm just off my flash drive. So where's my finder here? Where's the web browser?
Information.
Can you find it? A little help from my friend. By the way, I'm Rob O'Reilly. I'm the oldest planner on staff. That's exactly where I started, as a planner. So, Sarah, you'll be, you know, moving up. It's with the Garmin.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. Okay, I think I got it. Yeah, I found out I have my Garmin information here. So at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and the week before it, there has been this ongoing process as should there be or should there not be a January and February black sea bass recreational fishery in federal waters again. And it failed at the August council meeting when the council and the ASMFC met together because it's a joint plan, and everything failed that day. Everything was tied and failed, and there was no positive motion. So it came back at this early October meeting to the Mid-Atlantic Council, and it did pass. But it needed the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which met last week, to pass it as well. And it did pass by a slim margin, 5-4 to 3 abstentions, I think, something like that. So there will be a February fishery, recreational for black sea bass. You can probably imagine with just February and weather days and things like that, I don't think anyone should be looking for a lot of activity. Some head boats, some private boats. I've talked to some of the private boat fishermen, and yes, they will be out there. But you can sort of read what went on here. This is clipped right from the ASMFC. And the amazing thing is that it's expected to be 100,000 pounds out of a 3.66 million pound quota or recreational harvest limit. But there are some states that don't like it. Massachusetts is one, you know, for obvious reasons. There are some states that want to wait and have more of the fishery later in the summer and early fall. We are in the pits of the black sea bass recreational world for about the last 7 or 8 years. I mean, we do not have much of a pulse. And one of the reasons is we always fished wave one. It probably went back 40, 45 years where we fished wave one. And the problem that cropped up is that there was a violation of the recreational set-asides, the program where you buy fish, and there were some violations, and the Mid-Atlantic Council turned tail, and where they had supported a 2015 fishery, they said, no, not going to have it. But now there's been enough push that it's going to be back. And I think the idea will be that it's similar to the measures we have in federal waters for the last few years. So in February, there'll be a 12.5-inch minimum size limit and a 15-fish possession limit. There was a lot of talk from the naysayers about what are you going to produce for effort. And New Jersey said, we'll have people at the docks. We'll be canvassing the fishery. And I said, we'll have effort, too. And I talked to the commissioner. And what we need to do for the public hearing coming up on this, so this won't start until February. We could probably finalize this in January, or December would be better to give people notice. But the problem is there's going to be an overage that's predicted. In other words, it's already been predicted. You take this year's harvest, 2017, which isn't final, and that's projected, and then you look at 2018 quota, 3.66 million pounds, and it's estimated there's going to be an 8% overage. So everyone's antsy about that type of situation, and that's why in the previous slide it said a state does not have to participate and will not have fish subtracted if it does not participate. That 100,000 pounds will only come from the states that participate. And so we need to have a public hearing just to establish, are we going to have a February fishery or not? That's number one. The second part of it is, what are we going to require? And staff has had very little time to think about this, but we'd like to advertise what you see here, that there'll be participation, monitoring, and reporting requirements will need to be in place. And I think that since 2019, the National Marine Fisheries Service has already promised what's called a letter of authorization to anyone who wishes to participate in this. It'll be January and February fishery in 2019, that anyone who wishes to participate will be able to through a letter of authorization. But everyone is really upset that where's the data going to be? And that's why we plan, Joe and I have already talked about it, we're definitely going to have a presence in sampling. And I talked to the commissioner, if we do this participation right and the qualifications, we want people to say when they're going out so that law enforcement, when it can, this is all conditional, when it can go down and see exactly what's coming in too. So if we do those sorts of due diligences, then I think that's the right thing to do if we're going to have a February fishery. If we just have a February fishery and let it loose and don't pay attention to it, don't collect any data, don't have any enforcement presence, then I think we're doing a disservice to 2019. So I don't have anything formal other than to recommend that we be allowed to have a December 2017 public hearing, and that in our notice, and we'll work a little bit with Mr. Hull on this because he's pretty doggone good at this, we'll work on participation, monitoring, and reporting. And again, I mean, it doesn't have to be absolute, but we sure would like to have people call up and say, okay, I had 10 fish, and, you know, someone else call up and say, might even tell us what some of the lengths are if we can't canvass them. But we do plan to have a presence. And February is the right time of year for our staff because it's not as if they're ever inactive, but at least the other fin fish aren't as strong except for striped bass. I mean, that's a big striped bass time. So that's why we really have to figure out what we're doing. So that's the staff recommendation. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
Mr. Neal. So it's just listed as a discussion item, but you're asked and a request for public hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then this would be applicable, and I've already asked before I started celebrating.
Almost.
That was, and I told him I'd do backflips now if I could, but I can't. This is a surprise and very, very exciting.
I caught two black sea bass on the trip we just took with the ASMFC. I had to throw them both back.
Okay.
It's not in season.
It's open now.
By a week.
Yeah. This is exciting. You know, this is a fishery that was a main winter fishery for us. It's absolutely the best time to catch sea bass off Virginia. And, of course, it wasn't monitored. It wasn't, it was MRFs back then, didn't do wave one. And so we have no real data to support it, but it was an awesome, other than citation data, it was just an absolutely awesome fishery. And so it's exciting to see that we're dipping our toes back into it again. So this is a very exciting development. And I can't imagine all this good news y'all give me today.
This is so much nicer than blue line tilefish.
Yeah. Well, even the cobia news was good. I mean, that was good stuff. And you know, the blue lines will be okay eventually, but it's the upper level that I have a problem with. You know, it's not VMRC. It's that weird switched up bag limits depending on which type of boat you're on. You know, make me end up going to get a captain's license, get my boat inspected before it's all over with. We'll do that. But this is good. Oh, move to approve staff request for public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal and it's a second by Mr. Miner.
I got so tickled.
Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. and we will make Ken happy again in December.
You've made me happy.
So I hope everyone has a terrific Thanksgiving. Don't come here for the fourth Tuesday. Thank you for a good meeting. We're now adjourned.